ואלה המשפוטים אשר תוסם לפניהם, ואלה עזבוב מויסף. Is a connection between Parshas Yisroi and Parshas Mishpotim. Parshas Yisroi has Aseres Adibrois, which is Torah. The end of Parshas Yisroi is the Mizbeach, which is Avoida. And a lot of Parshas Mishpotim is in Yonim of Ben Odom L'Chaveroi, which is Gmilas Chasodim, which is the Shloisha Amudei Oilo, Torah, Avoida, and Gmilas Chasodim. And that's what it means, Ve'eila HaMishpotim. The Chidor writes, what does it mean, Ve'eila HaMishpotim? The Emes says there are so many halachas, the Emes Kol, Dalut Chelke Shulchan Aruch, or Mefuzer in the Parsha. Oh, but a person has to know that the Emes, there's much more to Torah. There's so much Soid in Kabbalah, also in Soid is a Torah. The Pasuk is saying, Ve'eila HaMishpotim HaShatosim Lufneim. Besides all the other Chelke Soid is a Torah, these are the Mishpotim that you're going to Pasha put, Tosim Lufneim. Rashi says, Azoi Vi Shulchan Aruch Lufneim. Interessant to Lashon, the Shulchan Aruch. Klal Yisrael goes with the psak of Shulchan Aruch. It evolved over the years. First it was the Vada, the Beis Yosef, who was one of the Ziknei Yagdoilim in Tzvas, wrote first a Pirish on the Tor, on the Dalet Chelkei HaTor, and then he wrote Shulchan Aruch. A young Rav in Kruka, Rav Moshe Isselis, also wrote a Pirish Aruch on the Tor, and when he heard that the Beis Yosef already wrote a Pirish, so he was Mavater, and then again he wrote a Shulchan Aruch, and he heard again that the Beis Yosef already wrote a Shulchan Aruch, and he was Mevater, and he would just made a Mapa, which is the Hagois of the Darkei Moshe on the Tor, and the Hagois of the Ramah on the Shulchan Aruch of the Beis Yosef. It's interesting, the way history and the way Klal Yisrael, it evolved. Lemaisa, when Shulchan Aruch was originally printed, it looked like a Kitzer Shulchan Aruch. It was just the Etzem, you know, the Nusach of the Mechaber. Now we already have so many Noisei Kalim, Sviv, Soviv L'Shulchanoi, most and a lot of the Meforshei HaShulchan Aruch are Mitalmidov and Miyotzei Chalotzov and Mitalmidei Talmidov of the Ramah, much more so than of the Mechaber. And it's interesting, so again, the bosses of the Sefer was the Mechaber, but then a lot of the more of the Noisei Kalim were on from the Ramah. But that's the Shulchan Aruch that Klal Yisrael has, which is Makif, the Dalet Chelke Shulchan Aruch, which is also Mechaira, we find all sorts of zachen in abundance in the parasha. An interesting remez that in Shulchan Aruch there are 1,705 simonim, which is the gematria of Eirachayim, Yoyredeya, Evan Ezer, and Choshen Mishpat. Work it out. Akoponim is a lot of sugyas, whatever we can be maspik. The parasha from Avodim, sugyin Masechta Kedushin, Evan Ivri. The Gemara is after the Pesukim over here, Eved Ivri Oyved Es HaBen V'Loy Oyved Es HaBas. An Eved Ivri only goes to the Ben. If there's no Ben, an Eved Ivri doesn't go to the other Yarshim. There's a Chakira, what about Ben Benoy? Does it go to you say, B'nei Bonim Arim Kibonim L'Gavim Akoponim, it's a Chiddush in the Menchas Chinuch. He wants to say, when we say that Eved Ivri in fact does work for a Ben, not for other children, not for other Yarshim, but for a Ben, he's mechadish. It's not the pshat that it's midin yoyrish. The etzem it's a gidrei yoyrish. It doesn't work for a ben either. It's a special parsha every day yoyvid a ben, and he wants to say various nafkaminas based on that. Amongst them, he speaks out the menchas chinuch, a bechor won't get pishnayim. In regular yerusha, there's a din bechor gets pishnayim, but over here it's a special halacha yoyvid a ben. There's no din of bechor gets pishnayim on this halacha. Reb Shimon Shkop also says the etzem yisoid that you don't get pishnayim by an eved. The bechor doesn't get pishnayim by an eved ivri, but he says for a different hesbah. He says la'olam a ben, when an eved ivri goes to a ben, it's midin yoyrish. We'll machadish that there's other yoyrishim don't get, but a ben does get. Oh, but the same way there's many kinds of yoyrish. There's ben, bas, av, ach. There's also bechor. It's also a shame of a yoyrish. Bechor. Bechor is nisnayim. Eved ivri is only eved as haben, and that's shari yoyrishim. So he doesn't get Bechayra. It's a different word than the Menachas Chinuch. The Menachas Chinuch says even the Din Ben is not Yerusha. So the Ben Zayin Yerusha, or Benor HaBen. A Bechayra doesn't get Yerusha. They want to both answer up a Gemara. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, the Kuf Chav Zayin, Yakir. A person is Nemon to say, Ki Yes HaBechayra Ben Asnua, Yakir. A person is Nemon to say, Zeh B'ni Bechayra. You're Nemon to be Makir, that this is your Ben Bechayra. Frek the Gemara. What do you need especially al-fusa that you can say that this ben is a bechor? Anyways, b'chayim, you can give it tzavoy, you can give whatever you want, you can give him a ton, you can give, if you want to give to a certain one of your sons twice as much, you can give whatever you want. So why is it necessary, the alfusa of Yakir, that you never that he's a b'chayim? Azoy frek, the Gemara says it's going in a case that he's a goyses, he can't write a matana, it's a kinta. Fregin the achroinim, say it's negay Evid Ivri, you can't give away as a present. Evid Ivri only belongs to you, and there's a special limit, it's Evid Saben. It would be negay, that if Yakir, that this is the b'chayim, why didn't the Gemara say that in Afkamina? Also the Reb Shimon in his nosach, because there's no pishnayim by Eved Ivri. So the Meili, you can't say that the din of Yakir is negeya, lagabi the pishnayim of Eved Ivri. The Pella is that there's another din. There's a din of Ben Megalach al Naziris Oviv, and there also the Gemara says in Nazir it's only a Ben, not Shar Yorshim, and over there it's informed in the sugya that a Bechoyer does get. There is a din b'chor by Ben Megalach on the Zir Sof. It's back shver, so there should be a din b'chor by Eved Ivri. So there's another teretz. Eved Ivri is only roy. It's not the etzem gufay kanoi. It's only roy. Ve'ein ha-b'chor noitul b'roy ke b'mukhsak. And that's why a b'chor won't get tishnai. So chinat ha-kamas sibas why there won't be a din of b'chor. If the Eved wants to stay longer, state the parsha, im omar yoimar ha-Eved, ahavti es adoini es ishti v'esbonai, lo yetzei chofshi. There's a medrash. The medrash darshans on this pasuk. Moshe Rabbeinu is davening to the Rabbeinu Shloim that he wants to go into Eretz Yisrael, and he says to the Rabbeinu Shloim, "Ahavti es adoini zu hakodesh baruch hu, es ishti zu hatoira, lo yetzei chofshi es bonai zu klal Yisrael, lo yetzei chofshi. I want to stay." The Eved says that pasuk in Veschanan al toisef daber ayle oid badavar azeh zokt. Rabbi Chanan brings this in Kovet Shiurim in Kedushin. He brings from Rabbi Shula Diskin, a Pshat. It's brought in the Maral Diskin also, from the Allah Toyer. Moshe Rabbeinu was davening to go into Eretz Yisrael, and the emes is, he was wanted to pay a lois with Koyach HaToyer. The din by an Eved Nirtza means that he stays forever. He doesn't just stay for his allotted amount of time. He stays weiter. But he has to ask for it twice. Im Omar Yoimar Eved, the Gemara Darshan in Kedushin, that he has to ask for it twice. Now Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be able to go into Eretz Yisrael, and he didn't Eved Nirtza. He says, listen, I'm an Eved, Moshe Eved Hashem, and he wants to say, Ahavti es Adoyini zu Kadosh Baruch Hu, es Ishti zu Torah, Loi Eitzei Chavshi, I want to be an Eved Nirtza. The Eved tells him, Al Toisiv Daber Eilai Oid Badover Hazeh, don't say it again. If you'll say it again, Tad B'Koyach HaTorah, you're an Eved Nirtza, you'll blind. The Eved said, I'm Gebeten, Al Toisiv Daber Eilai Oid Badover Hazeh, Zog Nishtat Zveitimu. If it's going to be Omar Yoimar, happy you're going to buy Eved Nirtza. Now, getting back to the Eved Nirtza in Pshutei Shel Mikra, the Eved Nirtza, did he do anything wrong for asking and requesting this? Is he over one of the Tariq Mitzvahs? Did he do an Aveira? I think Zvasema says, he can't specifically point to a specific Aveira. But this is the Gresta Aveira. A person says that he's Sefriden with his Matziv, he doesn't want to change, he's happy with the situation, everything is good, says I'm good via Siz. He's not looking to make a change, he's not looking to grow, he's not looking to shtay. This is the Erech Tzach. The Erech Tzach is a person says, Ahavti, my matzav is good, everyone can be his madrega. Yeah? Over to say, I don't have to grow, I don't have to change, the situation is good at hand, he becomes an Eved Nirtza. And more so, we chepper him by his oizen, because he didn't listen. Someone that listens, someone that wants to be Shemeya, someone that wants to be Makabel, will taka not want to just stay in his situation. So we punish him and we make him a nirtza ba'oznay. The Gemara says that the reason why we do nirtza ba'oznay, there's a few different chazals. The Gemara says, Oizen zu sheshoma bar sinai loisignoi v'holach zeh v'gonav. Interesting, we're punishing him now when he's staying in nirtza. We're not punishing him for the original geneva. Oizen zu sheshoma loisignoi v'holach v'gonav. Another, the Gemara in Kedushin, Oizen zusha shama avodai kili bnei Yisrael avodim v'loy avodim avodim v'kona odam la'atzmoi. He wants to steal, he wants to be an eved. We punish him and we make a hole in his ear. The ear didn't do the geneva. His hands did the geneva. His feet went to do the geneva. His moyach worked out the details of the geneva. But we punish him in the oizen. The Medrash says on the pasuk, Shimu utchi nafshechem. Shmiya goes into a person's ramachi varam. It doesn't just go into your ear. It goes into a person. The Medrash darshans it also on the last week's parasha by Yishma Yisroi. Ma shmua shoma ubo. The Emes says only Yisrael heard. Rashi says he heard Kriyas Yamsuf. Only Yisrael heard. The Mefurash Pasuk in Parshas B'Shalach, Shamu Amim Yirgozun. Everyone heard about Kriyas Yamsuf. What was unique about Yisrael? Ma Shmua Shama Uba. He came because he heard and it went in. It didn't stam as a. He went into his Ramach Yivarim. Yisrael was Shama Uba. And this person, this Eved, doesn't hear. He wasn't listening. So we punish him and we make him a Nirtze Ba'oizen. The Gemara says that we do the Ritzia Ba'oizen Yemin. The Gemara says we learn it out from Mitzoyra. Oizen, Oizen, Mi Mitzoyra. Azoy, we would think maybe do it Ba'oizen Smol. Do it Ba'oizen Yemin, Oizen, Oizen, Mi Mitzoyra. And Rashi brings the Gemara. And we learn it Oizen, Oizen from Mitzoyra. And then Rashi continues. And why Taka Dafka the ear? And Rashi brings why Dafka the ear. So there's an interesting pshat from the Taisis Yontif. The emesis, we know that every one of the mitzvahs is connected, that every one of the evarim of a person, the ramach evarim of a person, is connected to the ramach mitzvahs. So Zoi, if you tell me you do nirtza ba'oizen yamin, it would be possible to say, why dafka the oizen, why dafka the oizen yamin? Maybe, I'll be soid, if you understand how the ramach evarim are compared to the ramach mitzvahs, maybe the mitzvah of nirtza is punkt shaykh to oizen yamin. Could be. Oh, but the question is, how do you b'chlan lo oizen yamin? Because they reshova oizen oizen from mitzvah. Oh, so Mitzayra is the Makar. And Mitzayra in the Cheshbon of Ramach Mitzvahs is from the Oizen Yamin. So then Rashi continues, fine, we have the Alfusa that you do at Oizen Yamin. But now we need a Hezber. Matan Dafki, you're doing Mitzayra for Oizen. Until now, the Pshat would have been, they'd be punk. That's the Aver, that's connected to this Mitzvah. But now we know that the Oizen Yamin is connected to the Mitzvah of Mitzayra. So why Taka the Oizen? So the Gemara, Oizen Zusha Shama. No, the Gemara had a Shakal of the Tariya, maybe you would do it for Oizen Smoil. Zok the Chanukah Satoira. Why would I think Oizen Smoil? Always in Kala Terakula Yamin. I don't want to insult any lefties, but Yamin is the Cheshivas. Megaber the Yamin on the Smoil. So what's Takib Shat? There was a Havmin Oizen Smoil. Zot Techanukas Atoira, Sheinavar. It says in Parashat Zoy Sabrocha, Mi Yaminoi Eish Dos Lomoi. That the Torah went from the Yamin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mi Yaminoi Eish Dos Lomoi. Dos Lomoi is Talmud. The Torah came from the Yamin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Interesting. The Torah came from the Yamin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means the Klal Yisrael heard it with their left ear. That's why. It comes from the Yamin of Hashem. The Klal Yisrael is Mul, the Rabbanu Shlomo. They hear it with the left ear. And that's Pshat and the Havamina, why you would do it by Oizen Smoil. And you need a special Yafusi, you do it by Oizen Yamin. Ad Kan, Dvarav of the Chanukah Satar. So I had a Shtikal Ha'ara. It says, Taka, Murder the Givart, Ashein Avart. Why, Taka, don't we do Ritziyah by Oizen Smoil? It's Taka, Rich the Givart. What's the Kamash Malon? Pshat. The pshat is, we said that the shmiya has to go into a person. Sometimes you have a Torah Meretz Devant, it goes in one ear and right out the other ear. I mentioned Cheherdish. So if it went in Ba'oizen Smoil, the Kepedit Ba'ayblight of the Oizen Yamin, and that's Takab Shana the Kamash Malon, that Oizen Zush, Hashama Bar Sinai, and it didn't go, it didn't register, it didn't go Tifarayim, and that's where the Oinish is. On the Oizen Zush, Hashama Bar Sinai. You have Behemshik the Parsha, there's a lot of Sugyas. There's a few psukim here that it doesn't look like there's any connection. You have the parsha of V'chiyazit isha re'eyu l'horgei ba'armo me'im mizbechit y'kachen ulamos. You have Ritzicha, you have Mizbeach, and then the next pasuk is Ma'ke ova v'imei mo'isyumos. What's the connection? Zok t'chido. There's a kesher between all these dinim. There's a sugya in Chul and Dafir Aleph. The Gemara asks, a famous sugya, what's the makar that you go basaroiv? We passed in based on a roiv. Roiv is machria. What's the makar of roiv? And the Gemara has various shakim. And the Gemara shlugs most of them, and there's a whole shak of Ataria. Over Zok to Gemara, where did we learn that roiv? At one point, the Gemara was said, from Ritzicha. It says, Yechayiv Misaf Yeretzeach someone. Why? Maybe he's a treifa. Maybe he was punked a treifa, Gnoi, where you stabbed him, he was a treifa. Elamai, you saw him roiv. Roiv people aren't treifa. That's Ritzicha. The next thing is Mizbeach, Karbonis. The Gemara in that shak of Ataria. How you map of a carbon oil? How are you going to be boydik afterwards if it was a traitor? The whole thing is oil alam is beach. How are you makrav a carbon oil? Must be, right? Behemoths aren't traitor. And then makrav oviv v'imoy. How do you know it's oviv? The Gemara says, imoy, you know, b'vadois, it's imoy, but how do you know it's oviv? Yisayim achan roiv, roiv bila sachar abal. Like bazoi, that's the kesher between these nyonim, mitzicha, mizbeach, hakos, avi imoy, or all meshach shaychi to the sugi and chulin, dafir alf. Let me have the sugya of Evet Kenaini. And Evet Kenaini is Yoytze B'Shem Ba'ayin. Shem Ba'ayin, Zot Tenesi V'Sholem. An Eved Kanaini is a Eved, he's a Chomor, he's a Chamor, he's a Chumrius, Gashmius. And a person has to break that Shibud, that Avdus that he has to the Gashmius. And when he'll go out free is when he breaks it with the Shein V'ayin. Shein means Taivas Achila, and Ayin is Shmir Seinayin, Shmir Sabris. That's an Eved, someone that's Meshubid. It's a Shein and Ayin, and Yoyotzei Chofshi, and it's a breath, the Shein V'ayin. Then Efshi, you can go out Chofshi from the Avdus. The Emes is the Gemara on Zan and Kedusha that an Eved Kanani goes out with Chof Dalid Rosh Yevarim, but the Torah is singled out Shein and Ayin, the Gemara on Kedusha Darshan's why. But really, it's Shein ve'ayin ve'kol chof dalid rosh yevarim. The shoyrish hadavar is because chom avi kanan chom ben noyach. It says all the way in the beginning when noyach cursed chom because of the story. The ma'isa was vayar chom. He saw his father vayaged le'echov. He was nichshal with his ayin vayar chom. He looked and vayaged with the shame, and that's when he was niskalil. That he should become an Eved. Eved Kanan. Eved Kanani. And that's why it's Shein V'ayin. Zok the Balaturim, that the two psukim that talk about Shein V'ayin both start with a Vav and end with a Vav. V'chiyak ish v'im Shein Avdai. That's Vav 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 is 24. The Chav Dalad Rosh Eivarim. And also the two psukim that talk about Kanan in Parshas Noach, Vayomer Oror Kanan, and Vayomer Baruch Hashem Alikei Shem, are two psukim that start with the Vav and end with the Vav. Here also it's Meramez on the Chof Dalid Rosh Eivorim of the Yetziyah B'Shein V'Ayin. Now you have Gantz Baba Kama here, you have Gantz Baba Metziyah, Kalmanei Zachin, but the Gemara says in Baba Kama, the Flamid, Omer Rav Yehuda, Hi man the boy lemehave chasido, lekayim mili v'nizokin. Someone that wants to be a chosid, velacher is the chosid. Someone that's mekayim mili v'nizokin. Rava Omar mili the ovis, va'amrila mili the brachas. The says there's three shittas in the sugya. What makes you a chosid? Nizikin, ovis, or brachas. The Chasam Sofer says there's a remes to this. It says there's a passing in Bereishis even habdoilach. Evan is Rosh Hatevis, Ovois, Brochus, Nezikin. And that's Evan Habdoilach. Habdoilach is Hai Boy the Hevi Lehevi. Hai Boy the Boy Lehevi Chasida. Someone that wants to be a Chasid is Evan, Ovois, Brochus, and Nezikin. The Meshech Chochma says that this is Nirmas in the Pasik, Bechol Levovcha, Uvechol Nafshecha, Uvechol Moidecha. Bechol Levovcha is Brochus, that a person is Makir, Beliboy, Emuna Bashem, that's something. Bemoyach, Belev, to be Maimon and make a Brocha. Bechol Nafshecha is Ovois, to work on a person's Tchunois HaNefesh, and Bechol Moidecha is Nezikin. That's the way a person becomes a Chosid. Bechol Levovoi, Bechol Nafshoi, or Bechol Moidah. Now one of them is Haiman the boy Lehavi Chasida is Lekayim Mili Dinezokin Zok Dinezivis Shalom. There's Arba Ovis Nezikin, and a person that wants to become a Chosid has to work on these Arba Ovis Nezikin. The Arba Nezikin is Shoir, Boir, Mave, Hever. Shoir is gaiva, a boyer is yiush, person is deep in the pit. Mave is vayta taivas achilo. Hever is the eish of the yetzahara, and a person that wants to be a chassid has to work on the milah de nezikin, has to work on these arba ovis. The Emerson's farm state that the arba ovis are connected, the arba golius, the arba umois. The Alshech has a big arichas on that over here, that it's connected the arba malchios of the arba golios. Interessant, I saw brought down, the Ramami Panu brings that Shor Bor Mavehever, Shor Bor Mavehever is, spells out, the Rosh Hatevis spells out the word Sivma, which is the last city in Yeshua, it's the last city that was Be'ever Ayardin right by the Gvul. So he says Sivma represents from the Klipos, the other side, when it's not Eretz Yisrael yet. Sivma is the closest thing by the granites, Mul the Ir HaKadosha, Mul the Ir HaKadosh. Sivma. And there's an idea that has to do with the Arba Ovis Nezikin. Ich verstehe nicht, also ich will in the Sinyonim. Or in Meduchsach, that it answers many kashas in the Sugya. If you learn in the beginning of Baba Kama, the Rishonim ask why the Seder of the Mishnah is Dafk in that order. And also, why does it say Shoyer? It should say Keren. Why does it say Mavel? Let it say Shein. Let it say Eish, not Hever. V'chohena, a man in the sugi now, there's kama v'kama kushis chamuris in the chesh ben apshat, in the beginning of the sugi v'kama, and there's many pshat, and the maram is an arichas there, of reduchset, the marami panu is a teretz to all the kashas, v'chad, the machto, that it wants to be dafka, the Rosh HaTevis of Sivmo, shor bor ma v'hevru, v'zem yushiv, harbe kushis, besugi the b'resh perek v'kama. A little later on in Baba Kama, the Ayin Tess. The Gemara in Baba Kama, the Ayin Tess later on, the Gemara talks about Dalad Vehei. If a person steals a shor or a tse, he pays Dalad Vehei. Chamisha Bakar Tachas Hashor, Ba'ar Betzoin Tachas Haseh. The Gemara explains, a regular Ganef pays Kefel. But if you Nishtarish Bechet, you pay 4 and 5. The reason is, what does it mean Nishtarish Bechet? If a person steals, you know, Rishoyim Malayim Charotis, maybe he stole, but he feels bad right afterwards, maybe he's just embarrassed to return it, Hashem Tzach. Oh, but a person stole, and he went weiter, and he sold it, he shechted it. Halish by Bechlal Charotobin, Kumta Masach Mor, Pi Arba V'chamisha. Now, why Dafka Shor 5 and a Seh 4? Zokti Gemara, Machloik Istanoim. Omer Rav Meir. The Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Ayin Tes. Loi mi boy, when a yeshiva starts learning Baba Kama from Daf Beis, that it's not so poshut that you get Daf Ayin Tes. But even in yeshiva where they start learning Meruba, and then they skip Samach Gimel and Samach Dalet, and they find Ton for Samach Hei, it's oichadish tazai poshut, whether it's a winter's man, or a summer's man, or a ganzi yor's man, that they get the Daf Ayin Tes. Oh, but the mice, it's a Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Ayin Tes. Omer Rav Meir. Koi re'ei kama godol koicha shel melocha. Because a shor, when you stole it, you were mevatlet l'malacha. So you have to pay extra. You were mevatlet l'malacha. You see how moiridik malach is? Daf mitzol and merfa malacha. Bitl malacha. A seh doesn't do malacha. Rab Yoichan ben Zakkai says, Boy re'ei kama godl kovet abriyas. Bizyoinis. When he stole the seh, he had to carry it, so he got embarrassed. And the bizyoinis, you give him off. Interesting. How much do you give him off? The price of one sheep. L'chere, by busha, the Gemara says, Hakol l'fi ha'mavayish v'ha'mizbayish. So some people have a more of a busha, some people have less of a busha. How come over here there's a standard price you get off one sheep? Pshat is poshut. He certainly didn't get busha that was worth more than one sheep. He was willing to steal the sheep. So it could be less, but we made a standard amount. The standard amount is ad kedei, the shear of one set. That was the busha he was willing to do. B'chol ifen, that's the two pshatim. Medursach, it's poshut in pshat that this machloik is Rameir of Yerichan and Zaki. They're arguing in etzem shayrish of the din. I would say it as a Rav Meir holds be'etzem, you're supposed to pay 4. But because of bitul malacha, we upgrade and you pay 5. By a Rav Yoichan HaMazaki is fakert. Be'etzem, the price is 5. By a seh, because there was bizyoinis, you go down to 4. Umikan hadover tamua on the Targum Yoinison, that the Targum Yoinison is oichan is the chevel b'shnei roshim. The Targum Yoinison says you pay 5 by a shoyer because of bitul malacha, and 4 by a seh because of the bizyoinis. We came in Oichazayin Bechevel B'Shnei Roshim. Memorashach, what's Taka the Iker Din? 4.5. L'chayrin, there has to be a starting point, what the Shurja Din is, and then either upgrade because of Bitul Malacha, or downgrade because of Bizyoinis. It's Sorech Ian on the Targum Yoinis. Now, the Rasha in Baba Kama there asks, what if you steal a baby Shoyer? Says, first he says, there's no Bitul Malacha. Maybe you should pay 4. If really it's 4 and you go up because of Bitul Malacha, there's no Bitul Malacha by an Egel Katan. So he says it's not true. There would have been bitul malacha later on if he would have kept it by the Bible. There would have been malacha. Then he says, yeah, but what if you stole a small cow, again with a small cow, and there was bizyoinis because you carried it? Maybe you should go down to 4 because of bizyoinis. Zokta Masha loypluk. Loypluk. That's the time of the crop, but the mice is like the loypluk. Interesting, the Marie Katz over there has a kasha that if you go with kovet abriyas, bizyoinis, then even by a regular geneva, when you don't shecht it, a shoyer should pay 3 instead of kefal. Chasanta Sot Kasha. And he's understanding that really the price is 2. And, no, Fakeret, he's asking on bizyoinis. And he says you should go up by a shoyer. I don't understand. I would have asked Fakeret that if you go with the pshat of bitul malacha, you should go up. That the price is kefal. But if you went by a shoyer, you should go up because of bitul malacha. Maybe to ask by a say, you should ask that on bizyoinis, it should be less than kefal. But Akaponim, that's the cheshbonus of the Arikas. Now there's another marsha in Yuma, that Chof Beis, and I got it to Gemara. The Gemara is talking about Dovid HaMelech. And the Gemara says that Dovid HaMelech stole Bathsheba, and Nosan and Novi came to him and told him, Gezeilas kipsas harosh, that you stole a shepsela. So the Marsha explains that, therefore, listen to a Marsha, David and his four sons were punished. Kimishpat haseshe mishalim chomesh. Keren v'oid arba. Sisrei Torah. A shor pays five, and a seh pays four. And the Marsha saying that David HaMelech is punished. Who? The arba bonov? Because gzeilas kivsas harosh, dugmas parshas haseh shemeshalim, keren v'oid arba, pelatzuma, mitzvah liyashiv. I was thinking to say a teretz. If you go according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai holds the way we set up the sugya, be'emes, the price is five. When it's a small shepsla and it's bezioinis, you go down to four. Now over here there's no cheshman of bezioinis. Chazarnu hadar dina, that the din is five, be'etzen, b'shoirish, by a set. Interessante marsha, v'ulay for the marsha. Of a medusach, it's a steer in the marsha. Because the marsha in Baba Kama asked already, what about a small cow? Small cow should be less. He said, like plug. Ulay. A small cow is already a loy plug that a shor was established as five. Over set, maybe it could lie, but big set, it wasn't Bezioinus, or in Dovra Melech, that it wasn't there, it could talk a B, as Makin Iberzon, the Marsha says that Mishpat Hase, is to pay Chomish. Over Duxach, it's a Shein Akasha, a Stira, in the Divrei Marsha, the Gavidalik Vehe. But it's a Groisa Parsha, and the Chinuch, the Emes, counts Parshas Mishpatim into two different Parshas. The chinuch before every parsha tells you how many mitzvahs is in that parsha, and he tells you Taka that this parsha is Mishpatim, which has 16 mitzvahs, and then he says there's another parsha, parsha's in Kesef Talve. Starting from the pasuk in Kesef Talve is a separate parsha. The chinuch counts it as a separate seder, as a separate parsha. Even interesting, in parsha's Kisavi, when he discusses the mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim, the chinuch describes the mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim in parsha's Kisavi, and he says this is the mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim. But the mitzvah of Havoyas Bikurim, we already discussed in Parshas Im Kesef Talve. Not Parshas Mishpatim, Parshas Im Kesef Talve. And he breaks the Taka up into two separate Parshas. I had a shtikla ha'ara, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not found in Parshas Tetzaveh. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu said in Parshas Kisisa, Mecheini no misifracha, and the Eibush, the Meir Chesh, when he pushed it off, didn't take Moshe Rabbeinu's name out of the whole Torah, but he took it out of one Parsha. So one shot is that it's Parshas Tetzaveh because Hashem delayed it as much as he could. When you're going for Parshas Kisisa and you're attempting to push off the inevitable that you're going to have to be Moichik Moshe Rabbeinu's name somewhere, so you go full around until you write before Parshas Kisisa, and then in Parshas Tetzaveh you don't have Moshe Rabbeinu's name. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not found in Parshas Tetzaveh. Ve'ato Tetzaveh, not Moshe Rabbeinu's name. Parshas Mishpatim doesn't have Moshe Rabbeinu's name either. Parshas Im Kesef Talveh does, a few times, but Parshas Mishpatim doesn't. Now, not like the Chinuch, so it's one Parsha, but like the Chinuch, not only does Parshas Tetzaveh not have Moshe Rabbeinu's name, Parshas Mishpatim also doesn't have Moshe Rabbeinu's name. And I once saw in a Sefer that Moshe Rabbeinu asks, Mecheini no mi Sifrecha. So why did we take it out of Parshas Tetzaveh? Because Sifrecha is Sefer Chof, the 20th Parsha, and Parshas Tetzaveh is the 20th Parsha. So Mecheini no mi Sefer Chof, Sifrecha, Sefer Chof, Tetzaveh is the 20th Parsha. According to the Chinuch, Truma is the 20th parsha because Mishpatim and in Kesef Tal was broken into two. So he's not the chinuch. It's not going aliva to the chinuch. Im Kesef Talve es ami es haani imoch zavta erechaim akadosh amoyer the kiyosai. If a person has a lot of money and he has the yecholus to lend money to poorer people, but a retzachaim maybe mechitesi he should. You know he has kol mine amaslus that maybe it's not kedai. The same Shemayim go, yeah, over Akuponim, he makes Cheshbonis. The Eibishter is telling him in the Torah, Im Kesef Talves Ami, if you have money to lend, you have to understand, the Eibishter always could tell Geld to the ganze Welt, and he made a Cheshbon sometimes, that sometimes he gave a person extra money, it's not his money, he gave him the Oni's money also, he's a Shoyim HaPakodin on it, and made it because he got a job, and he has a degree, and he did this, and he worked, and he has the money because the Eibishter gave him the money to give out to other people. That's the cheshbon. The Eibishter tells us it's not always direct. It's through another person. Im kesef talves ami es ha'oni imach. The chelik of the oni is by you. Retzachayin, it's deine gel. Es ha'oni imach. The oni's chelik is also by you. And that's how a person's attitude should be when he's giving when he's giving the halva. The pasuk says he's lending money like seal like kinoyshe, like sesimin olav neshech. The Maral Diskin stells a dig like seal like kinoyshe. What does it mean kinoyshe? Noyshe is when you're moneying a guy. So he says, I'm all you have a matzah that you'd lend a guy money, and you make up with him that there's going to be ribbis. You make up that, listen, there's a deadline within 30 days, and every time you pay, goes the day past the deadline, another 5% increase you have to pay me. And that's what you make up. Your plan is not to do it. If he ends up passing the due date, you're not going to monitor the extra, you're not going to be over the lava of ribbis, but you did it to put pressure on him that he should pay on the time. Zokter Bishulev, it's a chiddush, it's a lav. It's certainly not a nice thing to do, but he wants to say it's allowed. Loisia le kin noishe. Not only is it us to be noishe, loisia le kin noishe. Loisisimen olav neshech. Don't give him a fardimian to neshech that he thinks is going to be to put pressure on him to pay on time. That's also nichlal in the iser, loisia le kin noishe. And it says also in the pasuk by these in Yonah, v'shamati kichanan ani, this is by a mashke that you should return it back, v'shamati kichanan ani, the ktsois in Simen Dalid brings from the Zohar that be'emes, a person gives a pekod in his neshama to the Rabbi Nishlalim at night when he goes to sleep, and then the Rabbi Nishlalim returns him the mashkin, the pekod, the neshama back. Sometimes he's not deserving of it, sometimes we owe him, and he gives it us back anyways. And that's what the pasuk is saying over here, that Azayvi the Eivish that gives back a pekod, and that's the Hisofa. I don't know if the Ksoi says it, but that's what they say based on the Ksoi. The Shamati Kichanun Oni, just like the Rabbi Nishlam says, I'm Chanun, that I give back the Mashkin. Also, you should give back the Pekodin. V'shamati Kichanun Oni. You have the Sholish Regolim. Sholish Regolim Techoig Li Bashona. Chagamatzis. Chaga Kotzir, Chaga Osif. The Torah in Siman Tov Yud Zayin and Hilchos Rosh Chodesh brings down that the Sholish Regolim are connected to the Sholish Avos. He then brings that the Yud Beis Chadoshim, the Yud Beis Rosh Chodesh, are connected to the Yud Beis Shvatim, and this Cheshboim is which Chodesh is parallel to which Shevet. But the Sholish Avos is connected to the Sholish Regolim. Avram is Pesach, Matzos, that Avram said, Lushi Va'asi Udois. Shavuos is Yitzchak, is the Isle of Yitzchak, is the Shofar of Matan Torah. And Sukkos is Yaakov, v'lemekneu osa Sukkos. I still brought down, Pesach and Sukkos have a Cholamoid in between. Shavuos is just Kulay Kodesh. Because Avram Avinu, we found that the Eibishter calls to Avram, and he says to him, Avram, Avram, with a Hefsek. We know that the Eibishter to all the Nevi'im called with a Hefsek, except for Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was a zat nizdakech dechaymer, that there was no hefsek. That's what he saw baspaklaria hamir. That's be'etzim what it means baspaklaria hamir kimavur in the Rambam and Shmoyne Prokem and in other places. That vibalt, there was no hefsek of his metzias tikkagashmi is tikkagof. So it was Moshe without a hefsek. Akoponim by Avram, it was Avram by a hefsek. And Yaakov, you know, also in Parshas Vayigash, Yaakov, but there's a hefsek in the middle. Yitzchak, we don't find that the Eibush to call them. Not that he called them without a hefsek like Moshe, but we don't find in the pasuk with a hefsek in between. And that's why in the remes from the chagim, from the regolim, Yitzchak is without a cholamoid in between. Another pshat is because Avram Avinu was in Eretz Yisrael, left and came back. Likewise, Yaakov. Yitzchak was kuloi in Eretz Yisrael, so Yitzchak is on the cholamoid be'emtza. Be'emes, you have, we touched on a few of the many, many topics here, but there's also the parsha of Matan Torah, of Nasa V'Nishma. And it's interesting how Yisrei Meshpatim comes, that you have the Elam Meshpatim, and then Torah goes back to Matan Torah, to Nasa V'Nishma. Nasa V'Nishma is Perek Chof Dalid, Pasuk Zayin. Kol Asher Dibar Hashem, Nasa V'Nishma. Perek Chof Dalid, Pasuk Zayin. 24:7. That's Nasa V'Nishma. On a Hefsik, Ona ben asdorim, ona ben asmanim, ona achrei achagim, achrei abchirot, lefnei, achrei, when they start the next parak, when they start the next mesechta. No, 24/7 is nase v'nishma. V'zeh remez noel. The Pardes Yosef brings that it's interesting, in Parshas Yisroi, it doesn't say Naseh v'Nishma. In Parshas Yisroi, it says Naseh. The Pasuk says, Vayanu kol ha'om yachdov, Vayoyim rukol asher dibar Hashem Naseh. And over here, in Parshas Mishpat, it says Naseh v'Nishma. Zok the Parshas Yisroi, very interesting. Be'emes, Hashoyel Yishal, how is it shy of a person to be makabo kol ha'toy rukul, tariag mitzvahs? Yaakov Avinu says, tariag mitzvahs shamarki. Well, b'chlal, a person's makayim tariag mitzvahs. Vos mein, there are mitzvahs that are shaykh only to a melech, mitzvahs that are shaykh only to a koyin, only to a man, only to a lady. Where do you have a muslim that you makayim call a tariag mitzvahs? How is it shaykh? So the emes is shtei tshuvas bedover. One teretz is achdus. Klal Yisroel is one neshama. Be'emes, drush. It's be'etzem azoy. That's the mitzias klal Yisroel. It's chiluk in the guf. Yeah, it's guf on mechlokim, but it's one neshama. And the klal Yisroel is mekayim tariag mitzvahs. And that's what the pasuk says. Vayanu kol ha'om yachdov. Vayoyim kol asher dibar Hashem nasa. If it's yachdov, then the klal Yisroel, a yochid can't say kol asher dibar Hashem nasa. You're also going to do the mitzvah of a kohen gadol and also of a melech, also of a man, also of a woman, also on Shabbos. Also, no. Over vayanu kol ha'om yachdov. That's if it's yachdov, and that's why Chodesh Sivan, the mazel of Chodesh Sivan is Ta'imim. Ta'imim symbolizes the achdus, two, not one, not by yourself. Tzizana. But then in Parshas Mishpatim there's a different pasuk without the yachdov, but it says Nasa v'Nishma. Nishma is limud Torah. Kol aloymid Parshas Oyla ki'ilu hikrav Oyla. You can learn Zroim, Tyrus, Kotchim. Limud HaTorah from Brachas to Uksin, Kol Aloymed Kol HaTorah Kula, Ki'ilu Kaimai Kol HaTorah Kula. Kol Aloymed Parshas Oyla, Ki'ilu Hikrav Oyla, Kol Aloymed Kol HaTorah Kula, Ki'ilu Kaim Kol HaTorah Kula. Limud HaTorah is another oifen how a person is Shaykh Kol HaTorah Kula. And that's the two psukim. Last week it was Yachdov Vayemru Nase. With just Nase, how is it Koyla Shadibar Hashem Nase? With Yachdov. When it's with Torah, a person Duch Torah Alein can be Shaykh to the whole Torah. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, that a ger came to Shammai and Hillel and he asked them, Gaireini al Menashani, Amoid al Regal Achas, be Magarmi, I'm standing on one foot. Yesh Lefarish. He was asking, how could I be Makayim Tariag Mitzvahs? I'm going to be a ger, I'm not a Kohen, I'm not a Melech, I'm not. How is it Shaykh? Al Regal Achas, I'm going to be Shaykh to the whole Torah. So Shammai, with his Derech Alimud, answered him, he hit him with the Amas HaBinyan. That's also a Mahalach. He said, look at a building. He took the Amma of the Binyan, an Amma of a building. A building is many stones, but together it's not just a stone. It suddenly turns into a ganze binyan. From all the stones biyachad, you get the binyan. You do a Hillel answer them differently. Hillel said, "The soni aloch lechavrach al tavid v'idach zil gemar," which Pashup Shah means, "Ba'ach l'reicha kamoicha," and then the rest learn the rest of the Torah. Yesh lefarish that Hillel was saying two truths. First, he was saying the teretz of achdus, "The soni aloch lechavrach loy sabed," and then. V'idoch nocha teretz. It's not the Pashup Pshat. Pashup Pshat is V'idoch zil gmar. The rest of the Torah golden. V'idoch the tzveite teretz is zil gmar. Zitzalem. And that's the two terutzim that Hillel was saying, the two mahalchim of Yachdov Nase and Nase v'nishma. So when Allah zoicha zayin, Vayanu kol ha'om Yachdov, Vayomu Nase, but it should be Nase v'nishma omru ke'echad. So when Hoban beid ataka, so when learning, ba'achdus, and steigen, Makabal zayin de Torah ba'avah.